The Goblet of Fire is a disaster. Written by Lullaby Nell. Read by Opal Song. Part 7 of As Green as a Fresh Pickled Toad series. Summary. An addition to Ficklet Ramble number 1. Cue small, adorable, innocent first-year voice rising out of the crowd at the champion selection ceremony. Headmaster Dumbledore, why is there black smoke coming out of it? Author's notes. This was inspired by some amazing people on Tumblr who added their own ideas to Ficklet Ramble number 1. Seventh year will put your name in the Goblet of Fire for a sickle. Mainly, Dramione loving Ravenclaw in this post, which is linked in the text version. Who suggested what might happen if Trevor Longbottom were chosen as champion? Go read the post. It's hilarious! And Slith Princess in this post, who suggested Errol Weasley as another fantastic candidate. OP here. Oh man, you are all my favorite people! But that animal thing is totally technically possible. Because Barty confounded the goblet, right? It would take an exceptionally powerful and talented witch or wizard to enchant such an ancient magical artifact, right? But seriously, what if Barty had fucked up? That thing is ancient! There's no way anyone in modern day really knows how the fuck it works! Frankly, I am completely convinced that the Goblet of Fire is a horrible hodgepodge of experimental magic, as some random witch tries to create some way to choose champions. I have henceforth named her Gunnilda, and she is the magical computer programmer of 1294, and the creation process of the goblet was a fucking disaster. Like, shit, I've got this super ugly pot that my kid made in his pottery class the other day. Will that do? Okay, how do I make the goblet have only 3 schools? Fuck, Frederick! Make a note to make sure it won't explode if more than 13 students are entered, because apparently this stubborn piece of ceramics can't count for shit! How the fuck is this judging process supposed to work? If this son of a bitch doesn't cooperate, I'm making this shit random! Gunnilda, no! Gunnilda, yes, damn it! Okay, I think it works now, but also, I have no idea how to reset it. Can we only hold this shitty tournament once? Gunnilda, no. Fuck you, Frederick! Okay, now it works! Just one more tiny detail and shit, it's on fire now! Can I just leave it on fire? I'm leaving it on fire. Gunnilda, no. I'm done. I'm out. It's on fire, and I am going to do shit about it. Person in charge of running the Triwizard Tournament. Ah, Frederick. Wonderful. And you met our deadline. Please give our thanks to Mistress Gunnilda for her exceptional Why is it on fire? Gunnilda, in the distance. Because fuck you, that's why! So basically, the Goblet of Fire works because nobody fucking touches it. It's on fire. We don't need to make it explode, folks. Just nobody do anything weird to it, and we all collectively pray it keeps working. And then along comes Barty Crouch Jr., and he's like, I'ma confund this cup for this evil plot by the Dark Lord Voldemort, so it chooses Harry Potter. Except the Goblet of Fire is a disaster, and Barty's Confundus works for maybe 5 minutes before something in it breaks. And its magical programming is basically just flipping through magical error messages. Error 400, bad request. What the fuck are you doing, dipshit? Error 403, forbidden. Dear Frederick, stop being a shit. You don't know crap. With much love, Mistress Gunnilda. Error 405, method not allowed. Seriously, dipshit, what the fuck? Error 409, conflict. With literally everything. Great doing, assface. Barty, why? Why would you try and poke at an ancient disaster like this? You were so preoccupied with whether you could do it that you didn't stop to think if you should. You did it, you crazy son of a bitch. You did it. See, here I am now, by myself, talking to myself. That's chaos theory. Anyway, cue small, adorable, innocent first-year voice rising out of the crowd at the champion's selection ceremony. Headmaster Dumbledore, why is there black smoke coming out of it? Cue second, small, adorable, innocent first-year voice. Is it supposed to be making that tea kettle sound? Why is it screaming? Then the goblet just starts spitting out champions like it's freaking Oprah or something. Set fire to the fucking rain. You get to be a Triwizard champion. You get to be a Triwizard champion. Everybody gets to be a Triwizard champion. Errol Weasley, Trevor Longbottom, every female Durmstrang student, Professor Trelawney, the Weasley twins twice, a Hogwarts seventh year from every house, Fleur Delacour, and a group of Beauxbatons boys that looks like a boy band in disguise, Harry Potter five times over, that one kid's Neasel, etc. The list goes on. Cassius Warrington looks beside him to his boyfriend, who is currently trying to slide underneath a table and maybe phase himself out of existence by sheer willpower, muttering about how he's now going to die at the hands of Minerva McGonagall, and running away to Barbados. Phil? Cassius says seriously. What the fuck did you do? The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback for both myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!